Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This show's a daily contest to see who's dumber.
Mark Hockman.
Oh, I wish I had a 6-inch Juro.
Channing Crowder.
What you don't see is what you haven't seen.
Alejandro Solana.
I do struggle reading.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
They're not like us.
Sports.
Mike Cuno, eat a damn French fry.
You ever been to London, Joe?
I have.
Try the mushy peas?
No.
Lou old dang.
More sports.
The Marlins play the Washington Wizards on Monday.
A couple texts coming in regarding your sausage.
The most sports.
What about if they give...
No, terrible idea, Jimmy.
The Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show begins now.
Here we go. An abbreviated show on a Thursday because we're going to have Game Day Uncensored coming up at 4 o'clock. So we have a lot to jam in here, Crowder. We've got Dolphins tonight. We had Hockman Burgers this afternoon. We've got Canes and Gators a couple nights away. So we have a lot to get into. And I don't know how well you've digested the food from this afternoon. That's more than I typically eat for a lunch. So luckily, there's only 2 hours of program today because I am already falling asleep. That Hockman Burger, God bless us for trying at 11:30 in the morning, which is when we met there. That's not really meant for pre-work. So
no.
I'm a little shaky.
I took a nap, a 12-minute nap when I got home.
A little power nap.
I took a little power nap when I got home. Yeah, man. We had a good time, though.
We did have a good time. It was me, Crowder, Aronde, Tuan Russell. Tuan looks so good. He's 51 years old.
That's crazy.
That guy looks like he could be playing now. Yeah. Josh Appel was there. The Ticket Wizard was there. Jimmy was there. A whole bunch of listeners came out. Amanda was there. We had a really fun time at Tucker Duke's. Thank you for your hospitality. We all enjoyed the Hockman Burgers. But we do have a ton of stuff to get to today. Because there's a game tonight. And by the way, Sports Talk on WQAM is sponsored by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Mm-hmm. So the Dolphins line is 12. It was down to 11.5 earlier. The Dolphins line right now is 12. Dolphins plus 12. And the over-under is 50. It was 50.5 briefly before we went on the air today. And so before we get started, because we have a loaded potato, I want to remind you to download the Hard Rock Bet app. And if you haven't downloaded it yet, make right now the moment, because we've got football tonight and Miami and Florida coming up on Saturday. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets instantly after placing just a $5 bet. That's right. You bet $5, get $150 in your account right away. Just sign up today. The Hard Rock Bet app. It is so much fun. And I'm telling you, you're watching football. Nothing makes it a little more exciting than having a couple of dollars here and there on the outcome of certain things, whether it's the game itself or rushing overs, receiving overs. You can refer your friends to Hard Rock Bet. You'll both score a bonus bet up to $50. It's up to $50 for you and up to $50 for them. Bet together, win together, roll with us on Hard Rock Bet, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. It was one of the topics of conversation at lunch today was the Dolphins and the Bills tonight. And is there any chance in hell that the Dolphins can make magic tonight? Crowder, is there any chance in hell that the Dolphins can make magic tonight?
I think it's going to be a scoring fest, so I think this is going to be one of your games. I think this is a 33-28. Yeah, I think this is going to be one of those. They're going to score 60. I think they go over. I thought about it because we were talking about it at lunch. The Dolphins need to just go all in, just pressure, just send blitzes, just throw. Like, we were talking about it where run the ball and match the physicality of Buffalo. You can't. Go crazy. That's the only way I think they can win. Blitz the hell out of Josh Allen.
Like crazy, just though. Go. Like wild card. Not wild card. Wildcat crazy. The way the Dolphins all of a sudden showed up to that New England game, and it was like, hey, we're just doing anything. Nothing you expected is happening. We're doing anything.
Huck, send 8 on first down. Go flea flickers. Like, just go play. If they lose this game at 0-3, McDaniel, Chris Greer, there's a lot of jobs on the line, I think, if they lose this game. Why go out conservative? Go out, go out partying. Anthony Weaver, blitz all game. Dolphins offense, whatever Mike McDaniel has up his sleeve and in his back pocket, go do it. That's the only way the Dolphins win this game, because we all know Buffalo's better than them. The damn line is 12. Like, you don't get double-digit lines in the league. I thought about it driving down the Sawgrass. Go, and if you're going to go out with a bang. Go and be aggressive as you possibly can.
I am kind of with that. Solana, any chance at the conclusion of tonight's game, Mike McDaniel can say, lights on, Hawk?
Lights on in Buffalo. Yes. I'm not going to sit here and say there's no chance. First of all, it's a divisional game. Weird things happen in divisional games. Both teams are on short rest. Now, I realize all these things I'm mentioning work against the Miami Dolphins. I get it. I understand. But, Hawk, it's funny you mention the Wildcat, because I was listening to Travis Wingfield earlier this morning, and he said something along the lines of, this is the game where you call David Lee and you put him on the bird to Buffalo and just go Wildcat. Like, what? Do it. You know, figure out a way to just move the football and put points on the board. And I'm thinking back to that Wildcat game. Dolphins started 0-2. They got blown out, I believe, in Arizona following that game, Crowder. That week, week one against Houston, maybe. Week two, you got your asses kicked in Arizona, something like that. And nobody was giving them a chance against the New England Patriots in week three. I bet we go back and look at that line. They were double-digit dogs or close to it, and guess what? They won the game. So, look, do I think it's going to happen? No. But I'm not sitting here today saying the Dolphins are going to let the Bills put 60 on them. I don't think it's gotten to that point. And if this team has a semblance of pride, they keep it close in this game. Like, this is it right here. This is the game for everybody.
It's like if you're getting pushed out the door, you can go meekly or you can go kicking and screaming. Mm-hmm. And you might as well go kicking and screaming, because if you're being shown the door regardless, I'm going out with a whirling dervish.
Whirly dervish they asked tonight. I don't even know what that means.
What is that? What is that, Hawk? What's
a whirling dervish?
Barbish.
I knew that was going to be met with quizzical looks at best. A whirling dervish.
You don't even know what that means. No, you don't even know what that means.
Sure, I used it.
It's probably
I use things all the time. I don't know what they mean.
Well, there's a difference between you and I.
Is there a whirling dervish in a town car?
A whirling dervish. That's when it was used. Bannister, whirling dervish. Let's see what the exact definition of a whirling dervish.
If Solana, and this might be sort of, you know, what it looks like. Me and Solana get in a fist fight. Is Solana going to put his dukes up? You should probably have a toothpick in your pocket and try to stab me in the jugular. Like, you have to do something that I'm not expecting you to do to win this fight. That's what the Dolphins, they should come out with some, I don't know if it's Wildcat. I don't know if he has that. But
whirling dervish.
I want to see a whirling dervish.
Whirling dervish, it says on Google, is often used metaphorically in English to describe anyone who moves quickly, erratically, or energetically, or sometimes in a negative sense for someone chaotic or annoying. It's exactly what I'm talking about. Be erratic out there.
Yeah. Huh. Let's whirly.
Be filled
let's
with
whirly.
Energy,
whirly
erratic, even on the chance that it's annoying and terrible. Be a whirling dervish.
We need to whirly their ass. I just don't want to see a normal game plan tonight. That's how we win.
I got a very different definition. I must have spelled it wrong.
I'm saying it's the definition. I'm saying where it's used metaphorically. If you're going to talk about the lessons of philosophers and the whatever, but you have to use in slang whirling dervish. But that's what they need tonight. I'm down with that.
Mike McDaniel too much, bro. I don't know what you're talking about. Next, you're quoting Aristotle ahead of the game, and then tomorrow, 17-minute diatribes about Josh Allen, like Tua. Like, what's going on here, Hawk?
I'm out there, man. I want the whirling dervish game. We've seen the Wildcat game. I want the whirling dervish game. I want to be annoyed, impressed, mesmerized by the action, activity, and energy that I see out there, whether it's positive or negative. I want to just be mesmerized by seeing. I almost want it to look like one of those shake football games from the 70s. You'd line up all the players. You'd plug it in. And it was just, and they'd bounce all over the place. That's what I want it to look like tonight.
Oh, that's the answer. Tyreek catches a ball on Buffalo sideline. He takes the ball and throws it at Josh Allen's head.
Exactly.
Oh, and now what do we do? We throw a flag? I don't know. What's going on? It's craziness. We need craziness. I want that. Go out on a high note, fellas.
Whirling dervish. Doesn't even have to be a high note. Just go out on a crazy note. Just not a quiet
whirly
note. Just don't go out quietly. Well, I think we solved dervish. It. We don't even need the 2 hours today.
You got him. Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. See you, fellas.
Hey, Solana, a whole new pregame. You're welcome, Solana.
We have another pair of tickets. We'll do it, obviously, before 4 o'clock to see Everclear. They're bringing the Sparkle and Fade 30th Anniversary Tour with Local H and Sponge to the Parker on October 9th. So we will give away a pair of tickets for that sometime before 4 o'clock, which is when we end today. Let's get headlines with Solana here, brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Hey, in case you guys didn't know, Darren Waller's not playing today.
Yeah, figured it out.
Great asset.
Got a text from the Ticket Wizard, who had a lovely lunch with us. He says, you and I are the only two people listening right now who know what a whirling dervish is.
Ticket Wizard's funny.
Okay. He is Barry, funny, man.
Barry's a funny dude. Funny.
He what can he, hold what court he wear anywhere. What his Ticket wear? Wizard t-shirt, of course.
Did I ever tell you guys that I saw him at what Jackson's? Did we talk about that? That I saw him
I think
at
we
Jackson's
talked about it on the air briefly, yeah.
We talked about it for 20 minutes.
Were you there today?
Solana came?
I don't know. I can never recall if he's there or not.
The line is down to Dolphins plus 11.5. In Buffalo, fellas, and the over-under. Crowder, I know you said you have the Bills scoring 60, but the over-under is at 50. And if you want to take the over, it's minus 150. The under is minus 105.
I got the over. I think this, I really, we've given up 33 points a game. They've scored 71 points in two games. Like, it is, I don't know how this could be a 17-10 game. I think this is going to be a scoring fest. Y'all love it. And I just, I don't know how these defenses are going to stop anybody.
Well, I don't love it when it's Josh Allen running right down my throat. I don't love that. No,
blitz him! Well,
if you blitz tell me, him. Though, that a game against Buffalo is going to be a defensive battle, I would say we're going to come out on the short end of the stick there.
Huck, if it's an offensive battle, we're going to come out on the short end of the stick
as well. I
agree.
There's not many battles that we're going to come out on the right side here.
You want the special teams battle?
I don't think we're going to come out on top there either.
Listen, Palmer, Coleman, what's the other guy? Shakir, Kincaid, they're not Pro Bowlers. They're not Hall of Famers. Blitz Josh Allen. Send the house. Make him throw it to other guys and get them on the ground. That's how we need to play.
Jimmy, how'd you like Tucker Dukes today? Jimmy got a plain cheeseburger. That's all he wanted. He didn't want a Hockland burger. He got a plain cheeseburger. How was it?
It was delicious.
Those tots were good too, huh?
Oh, man. They're so good.
Yep. Hey, Jimmy, how about Journey? I saw you talking to Journey over there in the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jack. Don't think
you're getting extra
looking.
Refills on yourself to bring Journey over.
Yeah, Jimmy, don't act like I wasn't watching you over there talking to Journey.
What Appel get?
Appel got the Hockman burger without sour cream. Yeah. But then I watched his platter. Everything that was the toppings somehow, you know how you just kind of arrange stuff on your plate to make it look like you've eaten it? Like, He ate the burger. He didn't eat it. The chili got pushed off. It was in one corner, another corner, another corner. Like, so he ordered it, but I wouldn't say he actually ate what was on the Hockman burger.
Hockman burger is delicious.
It really is. And like the Ticket Wizard was saying, the Fritos, to add that crunch in there on it just works. The Hockman burger works.
And the way they do, because the Fritos are under the patty, and the patty, then the chili and the salt and everything's on the way they construct it, that's a delicious burger, Hawk. I forgot we haven't been in 7 years, but that man, that Hockman burger is special.
Shout out to Crystal, who cooked up the Hockman burgers, John, who's the owner of Tucker Dukes. Everybody was super friendly there.
Yeah. Jimmy, what about Journey, Jimmy?
Shout out to Journey.
Yeah, Jack.
Jimmy was driving to the studio blasting, "Don't stop believing."
Jimmy.
I just got the push notification. The town car is just getting Cuno right now, so he could be there. An hour and a half.
Y'all in a couple hours.
Aside from the Miami Dolphins game today, the other big headlines in South Florida, there's two that I want to get to. Leo Messi and Inter Miami reportedly finalizing a contract. And I think what's important here is that it's a multi-year contract for him to stay in Miami. So the idea that Jorge Mas is going to open up and David Beckham are going to open up this new stadium right next to Miami International Airport, and Messi not being there would have been a catastrophe for everybody involved. The MLS, Inter Miami, Jorge Mas, David Beckham, everybody. But that appears to not be happening. The GOAT will stay in Miami. It seems like they're pretty much finalizing that contract.
All right. Good news.
When I fly out, you can see the progression of the stadium.
Yes.
It's going to be special.
When you fly out of the best airport in South Florida?
Man, the hell with that. Miami
you can't
ain't worth
from Palm Beach.
No. Fort Lauderdale is the best airport in the nation.
It's crazy how easy it is to get you guys with that. Like, everybody loves, like, the second you bring up Miami International, oh, the worst airport. Like, get out of here.
Because it happens to be terrible.
Solana.
Nah, like, why? What enjoyment do I get making fun of an airport? I wish the airport was great. JFK used to be the premier airport in New York. Now it's LaGuardia. I used to make fun of LaGuardia when it stunk. What enjoyment do I get making fun of MIA?
You Northerners, man. You take any chance you get to hate on Miami. You Northerners. I mean, come on. Get to MIA.
Love Miami.
Get the Centurion Lounge. Concourse J.
Yeah, I love to walk in through TSA and then walk 17 miles around to gate 6.
Well, no, I mean, you can take the little SkyTram when it's working. Oh, it hasn't been working
never
for
works.
Years. And the other big news, Hawk, I don't know. Honestly, I probably should have asked you this before I bring it up on the air. But I saw on ESPN this morning and on several local outlets that Gino Toretta is going to get a statue at the University of Miami.
I didn't see that.
Oh, okay.
Where'd you see that?
ESPN.com. Andrea Adelson. I don't know if I shouldn't be bringing this up, but it's on ESPN.com.
Well, it's on ESPN. I know, no shame.
Yeah, I know Gino's coming up here. I don't know if we were going to announce it. Again, I probably should have run this by you before.
No, I haven't even heard of such a thing.
Yeah, according to ESPN, Andrea Adelson, the school announced Thursday that Max Chira, I apologize for botching it if I did, made a significant donation to the newly launched Victory Fund to support Miami student athletes, with the remainder going to build life-size statues of Vinny Testaverde and Gino Toretta in front life-size. Of the football facility.
They're going to be life-size?
They're going to have
life-size statues.
Why would they put a sty in their eye? David Fioronis tweets out, life-size statues of the Miami Hurricanes' two Heisman Trophy-winning quarterbacks, Vinny Testaverde and Gino Toretta, will be constructed on the UM campus thanks to a $1.81 million donation from donor Max Chira. How about that?
What do you think Gino would prefer, the statue or $1.8 million?
Well, I think that we're just going to start having the statue on every week. It's cheaper.
Yeah.
We'll just send Jimmy with a microphone and hold it up to the statue.
Isn't that, how do you say, Chira?
No one knows.
Okay. It says, as a fan of Miami for the past 57 years, I've always felt that our two Heisman Trophy winners deserve a lasting tribute. I'm with him.
That's badass, man. Yeah. Life-size statue with the program with this kind of history. Like, that's legit, man.
That is fandom.
But that's like, you're talking about royalty now. When they make a statue of you at the facility, like, that's royalty.
And I'm also reading here that
I hope they don't have the Dwayne Wade statue sculptor make Chinos, because it's going to end up looking.
tell him burn his paintbrushes, whatever you need.
Why do they have a statue of Matt Mervis out here? No, that's Gino Toretta. That's what?
Listen, man, I went to bat for that Dwayne Wade statue. I could go to bat for Gino too, man. If I went to bat for the D Wade one, the only one defending that thing. I'm also reading here. This is fascinating. WVUM is going to build a life-size bobblehead of Mark Hawking right outside the 90.5.
It's amazing that WVUM doesn't acknowledge me the way the sports department acknowledges Gino Toretta, because I am to the campus radio station what Gino was to the football program. It's mind-boggling to me that they don't recognize me in some sort of fashion.
WVUM.
That's right. Campus Radio, 90.5 FM.
Yeah, West
the
Virginia.
Voice of UM. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy that there's no plaque. There's no recognition. They don't ask me for donations to speak to the broadcasters. There, nothing. It's like they don't even know that I exist.
What you gonna tell them, Hawk?
I tell them exactly how to make it in this business. Hey, they're listening to me every day. All of a sudden, Lyle Hockman's not sending a check every semester. They don't have any interest in me. Ridiculous.
You should do that speech at graduation.
I should be speaking to the communications graduation every year. Mm-hmm. And there's no question about it. There should be a statue of me in front of WVUM. 100%.
What would you be doing?
Talking into a microphone. I hope they don't deface it.
Ha ha ha.
Yeah, like somebody says on the messages here on the YouTube broadcast. Hawks should get a statue at the cash pop machine. But that's what they should do at BUM. It should be me, you know, hitting the cash pop button at a Florida lottery machine. I want to have enough time with Gino, you know, to get a statue. So anything
That's
else?
Crazy.
Yeah, I just want to establish some ground rules. It's the chat. You ever watch like Kai Cenat or whatever? Like chat, they talk to the chat. That's the live stream of comments, not the messages thing here on the tube. Look at the messages coming in on the tube.
Sorry, I'm not spending a lot of time watching Kai Cenat. I'm 55 years old. I'm so sorry that my Kai Cenat knowledge is not exactly where it needs to be.
Oh, the message. I see a message coming in on the tube. The message here.
I'm so sorry I didn't spend my morning on I Show Speed.
Your weather right
you
now.
Don't pop
in
up
South
those
Florida.
Little messages.
I know Jimmy did that. We got to establish some ground rules here. I don't know.
Jimmy.
Let me handle the messages.
Man, you know I have BTE.
Jimmy can do that. That was a good message. I like that.
I can't fathom just stuff going everywhere. I need structure.
This show should be a whirling dervish. There should be stuff going on at all times. Jimmy, you have free reign to put up any message you want.
Hey, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Jimbo.
I'm going to start sending messages on that, and I want you to put some of these up.
Hey, Jimmy. Jimmy,
where do I go? KaiSenat.com?
Man, ain't nobody watching no Jai Cenat.
You had him on the pivot. What are you talking about?
We didn't have no damn Kai Cenat on pivot.
You did something with him. Your weather, it's hot outside. Sun's out. Suns are on. Lights are on. There's a joke there somewhere.
Suns are on.
That's your weather.
Suns are on.
Gino Toretta is going to join us in the next segment. Abbreviated show today. So don't go anywhere because we got a lot to jam in the next hour and a half. Gino Toretta will be next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
What about FD Florida and FD Sun?
How about FU?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, joins us on Thursdays, courtesy of Local 519 Plumbers Union. In football and in life, it's about being on the right team. Join the winning team at Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Gino will be on the call Saturday night nationally for Canes and Gators on Touchdown Radio. So he will be there. Gino, what do you want to talk about first? The fact that you're getting a statue, a life-size statue, or Miami International Airport? Which one of those topics intrigues you the most?
Actually, I was wondering if Canesware had like a consignment section for the disgruntled Florida fans, maybe to bring their merchandise back to say, you know what, I'll take 10 cents on the dollar for what I spent for this stuff. So I'll just maybe we start
That's
there.
That's not but a bad idea.
I tell you what, you said it's a condensed show. We don't have enough time to talk about the Miami airport, which I go through every single week.
I mean,
week,
you so. Travel a lot. Solana yes. maintains it's the best airport in South Florida.
I don't know. I guess, is that a compliment? I think they all have issues. But listen, I've been reading signs that says, pardon our interruption in progress. Progress is happening here at the airport. Progress has been happening for a number of years, and I don't see any progressing.
Put that damn train. There's no train on the track. Put a train on the track.
Oh no, we got trains. It's just the cement is falling down. It's like chipping and cracking, and the worst part. You know what? I'll take Miami Airport. It's easy. I know it where it's easy. But why did we have to get rid of the Sun Pass leaving the parking deck?
Oh,
now you
the
gotta
worst.
Stop. So somebody can't make like a half a cent on my exit on the toll. I'm like, come on, man. This
there
is terrible.
Is nothing better than SunPass Plus leaving an airport parking garage.
You are exactly right.
I
got to tell you this one. So you're old enough to have flown out of the old, I would say it was the old U.S. Air Terminal where you had to take the train. Like I think it's like the E-gates way out, 20 or 30. So when I went to Dublin for the Florida State game last year, that's where the gate, it was like a big double-decker plane. I go out there. I'm telling you, there was more moss and mildew on the windows. Like you couldn't – it was like the old the Vinny when the my cousin Vinny goes to the neighbor and he can't see through the window.
The window is completely covered with gook.
I was like shaking my head. I'm like – are we in the United States of America or did I miss where we took this short train ride to?
Lana, would you like to rebut? I'll give you 30 seconds to rebut.
Concourse J, Gino, best concourse in South Florida. Best concourse maybe in the world, I'd have to say. You park in Dolphin Garage.
I don't fly out of J. I use American, so I don't know what you're flying out of J. Is that Spirit or Frontier?
He's a Frontier guy.
No, I'm not. I'm not venturing towards J.
Well, I'm a big fan of Concourse D as well. I'll never turn it down.
We know. Yeah.
Very aware. Concourse J. I did just fly Delta. And unfortunately, you got to go through Atlanta. It's just like, wow, this is really an interesting thing. The parking deck on the J side, it's like every time you turn to go up, you can't go up because there's like
under
scaffolding blocking the going up part. So, it's
such a great airport, Solana. You're right. Now that you mentioned scaffolding in the parking garage.
How do we got all the information?
Fuck, my line for that is just bienvenido a Miami.
What happened? So you're getting a life-size statue at the facility? We just found this out in the last segment.
So the University of Miami has a donor. And he donated $1.8 million to the University of Miami Athletic Department. And he wanted two statues of the two Heisman Trophy winners to be erected outside of the Schwartz Center, Heck Center, where we practice since our stadium is not on campus. So they are starting the process of figuring out what I'm going to look like and what Vinny's going to look like and going to build a statue.
Will you be actively involved in the making of the statue like Dwayne Wade was with his statue?
Well, hopefully mine turns out better than Dwayne because I guess he was a little disappointed with his finished product.
He liked so his. The only I, one who – he was I, the, him I know and Solana were the out. Only two who liked his.
Basically, the sculptor that did the Ron Fraser statue, which looks a spitting image of him
yes,
right outside
exactly
the baseball.
Exactly like him.
That's the – he's from up in New York outside the city, so – he's it takes like 18 to 24 months. We have to go through pictures of ourselves of, a pose or some kind of game action that we want. And then, he comes over and measures my head. Hopefully he's got a big enough tape measure to measure my noggin. And hopefully he puts some hair back on my head. And it's more of a 1992 version.
And, Gino, is it a – like we just learned about it, and I was thinking about it during the break. Is it a big moment in your career, or is it the most attractive depiction of you, which way would you want to go where, that's the game I threw for 400, or that's the national championship, or that's this, or is it just I look sexier in this one?
Well, you know, it's hard, you know, to not pick out a sexy picture of myself in the orange pants and the white jersey. But listen, I knew kind of exactly the photo I wanted. And I said, this is the photo I want. And it was kind of funny because the response was, but that's not you playing. And it was me after we had won the Orange Bowl, went 12-0, won the national championship in 91. I had both hands up, one hand in there, and I got my helmet in there. And I just thought, you know what? That's the culmination of a national championship. You know, it's like winning a lot of games with me and my boys and my teammates and stuff, and enjoying that with Miami. It was in the Orange Bowl. You know, that's really what I'm going to try to, you know, have conveyed through that. It's not going to be me running or throwing or something like that. It's going to be more of that moment, that celebrating with the team and the fans and winning a championship.
That's cool. You don't want to make it me and you sitting at Tony Roma's having an onion loaf?
I would like to see how he makes that onion loaf, that brick onion loaf.
All right, let me ask you something quickly before we run out of time about the game. I think we're all expecting a certain thing Saturday night because the Gators have had a rough start to the season and the Canes have had a brilliant start. But as you know, that doesn't always portend what's going to happen on the field. So what do you see happening Saturday?
Well, listen, Florida's got one hell of a defense. They've given up two touchdowns in two games. They've really given up two touchdowns in three games, but let's be honest, the first game, you know, really their walk-ons could have beat Long Island University, which I'm still trying to figure out where it's at in Long Island. But anyway, they got a great defense. The question is if DJ Lagway is going to throw to the guys in his jerseys and not the other team. And I think that, you know, hopefully for the Florida fans, it's corrected. For the Miami fans, I hope it's not corrected. But this team has players. And, you know, all these kids on this team were recruited just by Miami and Florida State and Florida. They were recruited by everybody. So they have some studs. And as long as you don't give the game away, I think it's going to be a lot closer game than people think. And it's just, man, listen, it's Miami and Florida, whether it's Florida, Florida State, Miami, Florida State. I don't care. Like, I don't really care what the records are. You know, listen, this is the same team that got their ass kicked against Texas last year. And I thought that was the worst roster I'd ever seen broadcasting an SEC football game. And they came back the next week and beat LSU. So I think if you're not the coaching staff of Miami and the player thinking, you know what, they got good players. It's just they're really discombobulated on what's going on Saturdays on game day right now.
And, Gino, I asked Joe Z yesterday about it. And I don't know if I'm doing this because I'm a Gator and I just want you to, you know, make me feel better or not. Like DJ Lagway, I watched every snap of LSU. I'm watching these games. I thought he was going to be in the Heisman Trophy talks. He just I don't know if as you watch him, it doesn't like it's turning over fast enough. You bring up the interceptions he throws. Some of them are just embarrassing interceptions. Like, what do you see out of Lagway when you watch him?
Well, physically, he's talented, but, you know, AR-15 was talented too, Richardson. I think, like, the thing that's perplexing to me is this is his second year as a starter. Now, he was injured, so he wasn't throwing in two-a-days. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't be taking mental reps. He's throwing some picks where you're like, who were you throwing to and what was the actual read on the defense that you threw that ball?
Yes.
And I think that's where, you know, what's the old line? You're either coaching it or letting it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Something either is not being conveyed or not coached to DJ Lagway to say, this is what we want to happen on every single play and whatever the defense is running. And you know, it's kind of head scratching, but, you know, listen, there's a lot of quarterback play that I would say is suspect only because the coaches are either not coaching it or they're just letting the kid, you know, make some terrible decisions.
And Gino, quickly, I don't want to give the cheat code. You blitz the hell out of them. Now those decisions have to be made faster. And like, should that be the like, go make him make fast decisions? Because I'm terrified. I don't expect the Gators to beat the Canes on Saturday.
Well, I would say this. I think you got to mix it up and just give different looks. You know, I think defensively, LSU figured out your guys' defense. The middle of the field was wide open, and once they started attacking it, then they were taking on big chunks. So you know, listen. I think Florida's got enough coaching analysts out there to help that Channing. They could probably figure out a plan to correct a lot of things. But I think it comes back to not turning the ball over, trying to play a clean football game, and not put your defense in bad situations. So hopefully that doesn't happen Saturday night for us.
Gino, you ever use the term town car?
Yeah, Lincoln Town Car. Heck yeah, those old boats that you could throw a few bodies in the back. You know, people with names that ends in a vowel.
We drive any those anything Chicago better than when somebody says, "I'm going to send a town car for you."
There's nothing better. You could sit in the trunk in a town car, have dinner, and like not even be crumped up in the back of a small thing. You remember how big those things were?
Oh, what a delight! Boats. The town car. You ever use the term whirling dervish?
Whirling dervish. No, I have used rigmarole, though.
Well, use whirling dervish on Saturday night's broadcast. That's my gift to you. That's my gift to you.
You know what? I don't know what it is. You got to send me the definition or something.
All right, I'll send you the definition.
You're not pulling that you know what with with me like Don Bailey.
No. You're more aware. You're more aware. Gino Toretta, he can be heard every Thursday with us, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union. With all the changes in how America does business, you can count on one thing. The union-trained plumbers of Local 519. Join a winning team today with Local 519 Plumbers Union. A proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com.
Might have some defensive analysts that are heading to Local 519 up in Gainesville.
We'll see you, Gino. Congratulations on the statue. Very cool.
Appreciate it.
Yes, there you go. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. He joins us on Thursdays. 3 o'clock hour is coming up. Don Bailey Jr. will join us in the 3 o'clock hour.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 3 o'clock hour here on a Dolphins game night, by the way. I have a little game day uncensored coming up in less than an hour. Brendan Tobin and Solana and Omar Kelly.
Hey, Hawk.
What do you got?
Got my sweet tickets.
Look at
Canes
you.
Gators game.
You going to wear the orange and green?
What happened again?
I say you're going to wear the orange and green.
What you say now?
Ridiculous. Guy talks out of both sides of his mouth, Solana. Both sides of his mouth, I tell you.
Yes, sirree, Bob.
Mike Tyson is bringing his Return of the Mike show to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in December. And it's a night with Mike Tyson, stories and more. We've got a chance for you to win tickets. The code word today is Hollywood. So if you want to win the evening with Mike Tyson tickets, text Hollywood to 20357. That's 20357. For more info, you can go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. Tickets are available for purchase through Ticketmaster. Again, the code word today to win the Mike Tyson Return of the Mike Ticks is Hollywood. Text the word Hollywood to 20357. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. You want to know some of the prop bets for tonight? I'm gonna bet tonight's game like it's a Super Bowl. I want to have so much action. I want my Hard Rock Bet app to have a whirling dervish alert because there's too much activity coming from me.
Hawk, the Hard Rock Bet app has asked me, is this you? They sent me two confirmation numbers because I've bet so much on this game.
So line is 12 again. Passing over.
I got all the overs.
You have over. Well, what about like the prop overs? Tua passing over 237.5.
Over.
Josh Allen, 234.5.
Over.
Devon Achane rushing over 53.5.
Didn't play that one.
Tua, 1.5.
Over.
Whirling Josh Allen. Let him run.
Josh Allen was 28.5, I think, when I looked, or 30.
Yeah, 28.5.
Over. Like, I really do believe this is going to be a Hawkman game.
James Cook, 70.5.
I take the over, but I think they're going to try their best to stop him from running. But
Tyreek Hill receiving over 67.5. I mean, they are begging you to take the over.
That's the one. I was watching ESPN when I got home and took my 12-minute nap, and somebody on ESPN was like, this is so easy. It's a primetime game. They got to make Tyreek happy. Tyreek's going to get 100. He got 100 last week. They almost willed him to get 100 yards last week. They can do it again. But, yeah, they're begging you to take the over on Tyreek.
How about this one? I like this one. Ollie Gordon, anytime touchdown, plus 525.
Hawk, he's had two carries all season.
But he looks good on those two, no?
He has one carry a game. I can't take Ollie Gordon anything.
Tua, anytime touchdown?
So run
plus
it in?
Plus 1,400.
No, he's not going to run in a touchdown.
Why not?
He'll do the tush push, Tua push.
Yeah, no, because his head has to go first.
It'd be funny if they did his tush push in reverse. There's no rule that you can't run backwards.
Oh, so he's going to tush push booty first.
That would be funny, man. All right, let's get a look at headlines because we are so abbreviated in time today. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Wear whatever you want to the game on Saturday, Crowder, but the streets don't forget, baby.
Yeah.
The
streets do not forget. So right on. Throw up that U.
What was I at in Green Bay at the indoor pool?
Yeah, that's exactly where that was. That's funny. You're right. It's 100% right.
Somehow, not the best U, but better than Donna Shalala. Anyways,
better than John Oates when I met Oates and he threw up a W for Wu-Tang.
I forget how ugly my left hand is with this broken finger.
I've never noticed. Let me see.
This little wiggle finger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That's gross.
I know. Do things at a high level, you have, great responsibility becomes something. I don't know. It was a Denzel line. I forgot it. Tonight, great power becomes football. Great responsibility.
No, with great power,
comes great responsibility.
Yeah. That's a Batman line, by the way. I'm pretty sure.
Spider-Man,
that's right.
There it is. There's Oates throwing up the woo.
Did he think you were doing Wu-Tang? What did he think was going on there?
I don't know. Everything seemed to be very rushed back there. And I thought I explained it well. Throw up the U. You're in Miami. It's for the University of Miami. And he screamed out dollar bill, y'all, and then threw up a W, and I just ran with it.
They had the baby oil ready. They were worried about that.
Cream. All right, guys. Tonight, Thursday Night Football, obviously Dolphins versus Bills. We'll start off Game Day Uncensored in like 50 minutes. I'd mentioned earlier, just in case anybody missed it, but some important South Florida related headlines. Looks like Lil Messi is going to stay and enter Miami. There was some chatter about him maybe going back to his boyhood club, maybe going back to Barcelona even for just one final season in La Liga. But instead, it looks like, according to multiple reports, Inter Miami and Leo Messi are finalizing a multi-year, that's the key word there, multi-year contract for him to stay here in South Florida.
All right. Good news.
And congrats to Gino once again on getting a statue of him and Vinny Testaverde. Going to get a statue outside the Heck Center in Miami.
All right.
That's amazing. A statue is something. That's special. Yep.
No, that's reserved for the best of the best.
Yes.
Los Modelins, they won yesterday in Colorado, 8-4. They're going to play again, and it actually just started right now. They're playing 3 o'clock. It was like a 3:10 first pitch, so they're probably just underway in Colorado to finish out that series. And then the Marlins, they head over to Texas tomorrow. They'll play the Rangers, 8:05 p.m., a three-game weekend series.
All right.
Guess we're kind of checked out on the fish, huh? Nobody seems to be too excited anytime I bring up.
What do you want me to say? Well, it's an important series coming up in Texas. Like, what do you want me to say?
I like Otto Lopez.
I got Dolphins Bills tonight, Canes Gator Saturday. I can't be concerned with the Marlins right now. I wish they were in the playoff hunt. What were they, like 7 games back of the final wild card?
I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't kept up either. The chicken tenders are amazing.
I never do a show without having my Matt Mervis pictures with me at all times.
Oh, so. You got to let this go, man.
Nope.
Huck, you still love your ex-wife. You got like you can't do that.
Not my ex-wife. He's still slanging and banging. He's just doing it in Reno. I'm not part of it.
Are you keeping up with the Reno Aces at all? Like
ain't
I was falling
no way
on
in
Twitter.
The hell. He's keeping up with the Reno Aces.
I lost because their games start at 9:30. What am I doing? When it was the jumbo shrimp and they were playing at 6:40, 7:10, I was able to keep up. I can't keep up with the Reno Aces. It's amazing. He got shadow banned from all of baseball after raking.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
All of baseball doesn't want him to play baseball.
Yeah. He got shadow banned. I mean, it's the definition of shadow banning.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
Aronde II, he's getting shadow banned in L.A. Inactive, first two games of his career, shadow banned.
Not getting shadow banned. They have other tight ends, and he's going to play before the end of the season.
Or he's shadow banned.
I can't even do this with you. The organization that's paying him has shadow banned him.
I know. That's what makes it so quizzical.
So, just speaking about the NFL, I know you're going over the props, Hawk. I was reading this morning via BetMGM that the Chiefs right now have the 6th best odds of winning the Super Bowl this year. They're at plus 1,500 right now to win the Super Bowl. And I know a lot of people, they started 0-2. They don't look good. Everybody we've talked to has pretty much said, you know, that the wheels have fallen off the wagon in Kansas City. But if you're somebody who still believes in Patrick Mahomes and you're somebody who still believes the Chiefs will just figure it out eventually, you probably won't get better odds than plus 1,500.
If you believe Kansas City is going to make the playoffs in some capacity as a wild card team or better, you're not going to do better than getting plus 1,500. And if they are in the playoffs in any capacity, you would want to have them at plus 1,500 to win the Super Bowl. Plus, they're going to have Tyreek Hill on the team.
It's not that I don't think that they're a good team. It's that I think the AFC got so much better. The Bills and the Ravens are better.
But Mahomes would have to pull out magic three games.
Yes, there we
and
go.
He's capable of doing it. So you might as well have it at plus 1,500.
If you believe that, that's what it is. I think this is Ravens Bills Super Bowl. And I don't know. I didn't even look at the odds, but I guarantee they're top one or two, or the Eagles are somewhere in there. But yeah, I think Kansas City's little window is closed on Super Bowl. They're going to make the playoffs.
We'll see. You guys actually think Tyreek Hill is going to get traded before the end of the season? Like, you think that's kind of how we feel? It's inevitable. McDaniel's gone.
Tyreek wants out of here so badly, and I think as it gets further on, he's going to make it known that he wants out of here because he did it last season. And what's going to be the point of keeping him around when you're mathematically eliminated from the playoffs in week three? And it's not really mathematically eliminated, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. I think he wants out. I think that they can get more for him early on before he, to Hawk's point, I agree with him. He's going to start getting upset and start doing, because he snapped, what he snapped last week on the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
You can, the earlier that you can get him out of here, the more you can get for him.
I don't think you can get much for him now, later, whatever. I just think at some point he's not going to be worth the headache, and you're going to be doing him a disservice, and everyone who is, you know, all in on the team, whatever it may be, you're going to be doing them a disservice. I just don't see how they're going to be able to withstand. Now, he's catching over 100 yards last week. He's going to be happy. But he ain't going to be happy if he's got 200-yard games and they're 0-3.
Mm-hmm. And he's getting older. And guys that are fast.
The window's closing.
Speed guys, their windows close fast. Yep.
Two more notes about the Dolphins game tonight. Don't forget, it is on Amazon Prime, obviously, Thursday Night Football. But it'll also be aired locally on CBS4 in South Florida. And, you know, this is interesting to me. This is the last game ever that the Miami Dolphins will play at the Bills' current stadium. The Ralph, they call it locally, but the Highmark Stadium, they're moving to a new stadium next year. So to me, it adds this awesome element also, where can the Dolphins end their tenure in that stadium with a victory? I don't know. Like, I just like the kind of like the pomp and circumstance of it all.
Mm. Well, they cannot. So take your pomp and circumstance.
Yeah. They're gonna get a pompous ass whooping is what they're about to do.
Shove it right up.
Man,
did y'all watch what's that? The HBO show?
Hard Knocks?
Larry Sanders, yeah.
No, Hard Knocks, where they take Josh Allen over to the new stadium. That new stadium is about to be amazing.
Is it? I haven't seen anything about it.
You haven't watched Hard Knocks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fire.
Yeah, that new stadium is about to be something special. And it's really, honestly, it's the building that Josh Allen built.
Is it still in Buffalo, though?
It's across the street.
Yeah, then I can't be interested.
What do you think, they're going to build it in Toronto?
I mean, you could have the nicest building in the world, but you stick it in Buffalo. What the hell's the difference? Yeah, I put the Louvre in Buffalo. See how many people go there.
The stadium is about to be stupid, man.
All right. Well, that's happening tonight. Dolphins versus Bills. Your weather in South Florida, it is cloudy. maybe a little sunny too. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s.
Betty Davis never says maybe.
Well, they should. It's impossible to get the weather accurately, isn't it? Like, it's just impossible.
All right. Yeah, if anything else. Is that it?
I can't believe how down you guys are on the Dolphins. I mean, I can't believe Solana. I'm the one coming to the
fence. What are you talking about? What do you mean?
Just to have...
I'm not having this conversation with you. We don't have enough time today. How down I am about the Dolphins.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Well, I love Zephyrhills Hills.
There is no Zephyrhills Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this. All right, Don Bailey Jr. See, we're using the old picture of him, even though Victor sent you a new picture of him, Solana. That's bad producing on your part. We have a picture of Don Bailey Jr. up there with one arm. Don Bailey Jr. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk football, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie. You're online at caneswear.com. DBJ, the radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes Radio Network. And Saturday, the pregame starts at 3 p.m., game kicks off at 7:30, and you will hear the Canes and Gators right here on 104.3 FM WQAM. DBJ, we have an abbreviated show today because our Game Day Uncensored program is coming up at 4 o'clock because you've got Dolphins and Bills tonight. So I'm going to bang through a couple of questions here and give you some lines, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so what are you expecting Saturday? I asked this of Gino in the first segment. I said, you know, we know the Gators have had a slow start to the season, and we know the Canes have had a great start to the season. That doesn't always mean that it's going to look that way when they go head-to-head. So what are you expecting Saturday?
A street fight. I think it's going to be a very physical ball game. I think that the line of scrimmages on both sides, on both teams, are going to be challenged. And I think that I know that Miami certainly is not looking at Florida's record. They're looking at the talent that pops up on the screen. And they're a very talented team, and their record should not be what their record is, period. This should be two undefeated teams. And that's what it should
You're
be.
Just trying or, to make Crowder feel better. I can.
No, I'm really not. He knows it too. I mean, they haven't. They didn't. They're not. They weren't. The games they lost, it was not because of talent. Was it because of turnovers? And was it because of penalties? And was it because of mistakes? Yes. But was it because of talent? No.
And DBJ, to that point where the Gators' talent and at the biggest position where I'm watching Carson Beck. And DJ Lagway, like, he's letting me down. Like, he's throwing interceptions to ghosts. Like, I don't know if he's seeing ghosts out there. But is that the difference in it? Is it going to come down to the quarterbacks making the better decision? Because that's what's killed the Gators in the last couple of weeks.
You know, I know it's old, and I know everybody hates hearing it. But you played defense, and you guys were taught, I don't know if they ever stopped teaching it, that if we can win the takeaway, there's a good chance we're going to win the game. And when you think about Florida versus LSU at LSU, and Florida throws a pick six, has a touchdown called back, and throws five interceptions overall, and it's a 10-point game, and people think LSU is going to be a national champ or in the playoffs. I mean, the turnover is the reason, and that they lost that football game, you know, both ways, and the penalties. And I think the quarterback spot is going to be on display in this football game. I think Carson Beck has an advantage because this is his third time as a starter playing against Florida. It's his going into his sixth year and his 31st start as a college quarterback. And Lagway, this is what, his eighth start? I mean, that's a big difference. I mean, that's a big difference. And I think it's going to be one heck of a game. I don't think that, you know, Miami's going to run away with it, and I don't think Florida's going to run away with it. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes to the end of the fourth quarter. That's just my opinion. Now, if Florida
Florida plays like Florida's been playing, mine will take advantage of every mistake. Believe me, and if they throw five picks against Miami, it won't be 20-10.
I don't like that little giggle, DBJ. I don't like the little giggle you just did.
But I don't. But like, what Florida are is itty? But what are we going to get? Does nobody knows, right, Channing? I mean, nobody knows. I mean, I'm just not buying into that. This is a trap game, or we're looking ahead to Florida State. I'm buying into it's Miami versus Florida, and nobody knows what the heck's going to happen. And both of these teams are going to play a hard full 60 minutes. And just, you know, my opinion is that Florida is far more talented than their record.
And sticking with that thought, DBJ, because it's funny how coming off these losses for Florida, people are looking at this game a little differently, almost like Miami has to roll over them. It shouldn't even be close. We always talk about Cristobal. What are their signature wins with Miami? Last year, we thought it was UF on the road, and then everybody said, oh, UF's not good. We know Notre Dame is. This would be another one, right? No matter how Florida looks, no matter their record, you beat Florida as a head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. That is a signature victory.
I'm going to take it a step further for you, okay? If Florida beats Miami ever, it's a signature win. If Miami beats Florida ever, from 1938 to today, it's a signature win. Florida beats Florida State, Miami beats Florida State, Florida State beats Miami or Florida, it's a signature win. Any of the time that the big three schools play in the state of Florida, don't let anybody fool you, don't let anybody tell you anything different, it's a signature win. And if you don't think it's a signature win, ask USF what kind of win it was when they beat Florida. And ask them when they beat Miami 7 or 8 years ago, whenever, however long ago it was, if it's not a signature win. When those three schools, the big three, play in the state of Florida, in my mind and how I was raised in this rivalry and the state of Florida in football, it is a signature win. And really, for every program, win, lose, draw, you look at it as it's a mandatory win. You put everything you have into it.
You're not lying. Like, the great start the Canes have had this season, lose to Florida on Saturday night and see how people are talking about this program. So
there's truth to that. And because I'll tell you why. Because every Miami fan is going to have to go hear it from a Gator fan until you play again. And every Gator fan is going to have to hear it from a Miami fan. And the same thing goes back and forth. Now, the truth of it is, if Miami was going to lose a football game, they should have lost to Notre Dame, South Florida, or Florida because it's non-conference. That's like on paper and how it ends at the end of the year and take the emotion and the rivalries and all of the fun out of it. At the end of the day, Miami or anybody in any conference, you can lose all of your non-conference games and still win your conference and still go to the playoffs. That's not the approach anybody takes, but that's the fact.
DBJ, let me give you some lines to work into Saturday's broadcast. You have been on your game this season. Joe was involved phenomenally last game. I mean, the Pina Colada song was excellent. I mean, you guys have been killing it. Are you ready? We're going to give you two new lines, and we're going to have you kind of redo one that you got in last week, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right. So the first one, you're familiar with this Chapel Roan?
With who?
Chapel Roan, I say. Pink Pony Club. You've heard the song, Pink Pony Club?
Maybe. Let me hear it.
All right. Listen to this. I'm going to keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. Pink Pony Club.
Oh, my God. What's Joe's part of it? We're going to go dancing at the Pink Pony Club?
Well, I could give you more lines from the song, and it would be great.
No, that's okay.
But I don't,
it's a big game, bro. Yeah. Short amount of lines. Short lines. Big
short
game.
And sweet. How about Kendrick Lamar? Are you familiar with Kendrick Lamar? I think we've given you lines from Kendrick before, haven't we?
Yeah, I think you have, yes.
Here's I haven't heard this, admittedly. This is from Solana, so we're going to have to listen to this together for the first time.
Thank you, Solana.
Losses to the net, but now I'm trophied up. I'm saying like, bing, bop, boom, 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 bop, bam.
Losses to the neck, but now I'm trophied up. I'm saying like, bing, bop, boom, 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 bop, bam.
There ain't no way, man. Say it to me. Say it again.
A good line. It's a good line.
Go ahead. Let me hear it. Say it again.
All right. Losses to the neck, but now I'm trophied up. I'm saying like, bing, bop, boom, 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 bop, bam.
Okay.
Trust me, there will be spots that you can work that. Trust
Shannon,
me,
don't that take this that. Personal, but I hope it's a blowout because we got Miami's got to be leading big to get that in.
And don't just rattle it off like you did what the helly. Don't just go bing, bop, boom, 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 bop, bam. Like,
yeah, oh, I think helly is good.
All right.
Okay, I'll throw a little Kendrick in there. Okay.
All right. Fair enough.
Hey, and then, DJ, if Reuben Bain is on this left tackle, we have trouble. I'm just telling you, I've watched both games. At
Crowder
the same
loves
time.
Reuben Bain.
Oh,
DJ.
My goodness.
I saw that too, Shannon.
That man can play football.
Oh, yeah. And you know what's the best part about him? He works like a maniac at it.
Goodness gracious.
One more, DBJ. You did half the line last week. We gave you from our 3 o'clock hour theme song from Georgie, Miami to Boca, McRib in your Boca, baseball, football, soccer. And you did the half part, but you did the second half. You didn't do the first line, which is Miami to Boca, McRib in your Boca. Here it is.
Miami to Boca, McRib in your Boca, from football to B-ball to hockey to baseball to soccer.
So that was the whole line, but you missed Miami to Boca, McRib in your Boca.
Hmm. Okay. I'll get it in. You want the whole thing or you just want the first part?
Just Miami to Boca, McRib in your Boca.
Okay, we'll just send it that way. That's it.
All right. Fair enough.
All right.
DBJ, you listen to him Saturday night right here on 104.3 FM WQAM, your home for Miami Hurricanes football. Have a great broadcast on Saturday, DBJ.
Okay, guys. I appreciate it. Go Canes.
There you go. Bing, bop, boom, 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 bop, bam. Thank you,
I'll be there, DBJ.
I may talk about Perfect Choice Roofing before we wrap it up tonight. And hopefully you don't need a new roof. But if you do, let me tell you, my guy, Party Peter at Perfect Choice Roofing has you covered. Whether you need a new roof or even just a roof repair, just remember the website, roofhotline.com. Perfect Choice Roofing offers instant range estimating, meaning you can get a price range of your roof within 30 seconds and see different roof options at the same time. All you have to do is visit roofhotline.com. And like I said, maybe you don't need an entire new roof. I hope you don't. Maybe you just need some repairs. Any homeowner knows if you let a couple bad shingles stay up there, a couple bad roofing tiles, you can be facing a major, major problem. So you've got to get it repaired. And that's where my friends at roofhotline.com come in. Party Peter and roofhotline.com, they really have you covered. There's no job they can't do. So if you're looking for a reliable company that offers the best manufacturer warranty, like a 30-year warranty, contact Perfect Choice Roofing at roofhotline.com. Again, whether it's an entire roof or just a repair, Party Peter and Perfect Choice Roofing have you covered. And the website is so very easy to remember. It's roofhotline.com. All right, that's going to do it for us on this abbreviated show. Game Day Uncensored with Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solana and Omar Kelly is coming up for the next 4 hours. They will get you ready for Miami and Buffalo tonight. Keep your fingers crossed. I'm just hoping for a not embarrassing night. We will certainly break it down and discuss it all day tomorrow. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. Go Dolphins. We will speak with you mañana.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.